Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is Monday morning, which means in just a little bit, my dad will be calling in to tell a joke because it's a jokey time. And also, we will have a very exciting and very cool Blackhawks Express to play back for you. We always play the Blackhawks Express the morning after a game, and the Hawks played last night, and they did indeed win. They won 4-1 against Calgary at home. Their last home game for a couple of weeks because of that damn circus trip. And then they also won on Saturday night in St. Louis. Big wins, taking 4 big points over the weekend. So good weekend for the Hawks, and we will relive last night's fantastic game in Blackhawks Express, which is coming up. Needless to say, the weekend started on a sad and unfortunate and scary note with the terrorist attacks in Paris. And I found out about it after seeing, and we just reviewed all the movies, and we were talking about these two pretty special films that opened up over the weekend, Spotlight and Brooklyn, which are both great films. And I found out about the news. I found out about what happened in Paris after sitting through two really great movies. I was in a fantastic mood when I got back to my apartment. I got back to my apartment, and then I was just kind of looking around online, and I saw some of the things that were being posted online as I was almost to my front door. And then I got in, and I turned on CNN, and I just kind of sat there and watched it. And it was just like I had this great day seeing these two really great movies, and then, you know, everything was cool. I was very looking forward to coming home and hanging out, and then this happens. So then I began to look around online, and now, you know, because I've got this phone now that I've had now for since September, and I've got this phone now where I can, you know, just like everybody, like normal people. I was just behind. Dan, what would you say? I was behind about 10 years. Technology wise,
yeah, give or take.
And so I was just sort of obsessively scrolling through my Facebook page and looking around on, you know, on links and lines and stuff like that to see what was happening online. Now, I didn't really post anything or say anything or make any comments. I just was observing, and what I found was really, I don't know. I found it to be a combination of sort of astounding in terms of how quickly things get said and how quickly people can find things out. But then also on the same level, I found it really sad and scary because a lot of it was just completely untrue. People not checking sources. But this is just the way it goes now in terms of news reporting. With social media. So my question is, how did social media affect you during this crisis that happened on Friday? It's an ongoing crisis, obviously, but what started on Friday night with the attacks on Paris? How did you find out about it? How did social media enter into your consumption of this story and your consumption of news stories in general, major news stories in general? I don't know. I find it, I think overall my feeling is negative about it because there's so many people who are just posting whatever the hell they want to post. Another thing is that if you're posting like articles and you read an article, make sure you check out the source of the article, where it's coming from. Because there's so many crackpots out there who have what look like legitimate news sites but aren't, posting wither and, you know, just posting everywhere and people picking up on that and then reposting it or retweeting it when it turns out to be a bunch of crap and not true and coming from a very unreliable or sketchy at best source. But this stuff is posted like it's real and people treat it like it's real and they comment like it's real. I don't know. I mean, on one hand, it's amazing how quickly we are able to get the news. It's amazing how quickly the news changes and how that gets to us. It's amazing how social media actually has become a part of these stories as well. there is a story circulating that ISIS may be using PlayStation 4 to communicate. And that PS4 helps to, they're helping to spell out attack plans to each other. This is from International Business Times. That this may be a thing, that ISIS is using PlayStation 4 to communicate. So the social media is not only reporting the news as it's happening, changing the news and lying about the news as it's happening, but, you know, the people that are making the news, the bad guys that are making the news are using social media. It's very complicated, very weird, very gray upon gray upon gray area. But, you know, everybody uses the social media. I just got sick of it. I had to turn my phone off and just not go to it for a while. At one point I was watching CNN and I was grabbing my phone, I don't know, every 15 or 20 minutes to see what, if anything changed. And it got to the point where I just like people who were posting things. I try not to get political on my Facebook page ever, 'cause I very, very rarely get heavy or political on my show. My show exists to make people laugh and to entertain you and to, you know, to get you up in the morning and, you know, hopefully kick off your day in a funny way. That's the point of my show. You know, that's the way I've always done my show, and that's the way I like to do my show. It's not that I'm not aware of what's happening in the world. I am absolutely aware of what's happening in the world. I have an opinion on what's happening in the world, and I care. But my show is not created for that. I mean, you know, when I do want to talk about these things, I do talk about them. But for the most part, my show exists in order to make you laugh. And I hope I can make you laugh and maybe get your mind off of the crap that we are bombarded with on a 24-hour basis. But I got to the point where I would like to check the social media, and there's just so many people out there who just it's really funny that people who could probably not put a construct a sentence together, when something like this happens, become immediate military and political experts. That's what I find like incredible, is that known idiots, like people that I know that are idiots, are suddenly posting, well, this is absolute fact and this is true. You can say anything you want on the internet. Nobody's held accountable, really. I mean, you could be anonymous and you can post anything you want. This is why I don't go to the message boards. You know, like especially the radio message boards, because that's the business I'm in. And 90% of the crap that you see on message boards, radio message boards in particular, because that's the job that I do, are crap. They're a bunch of bull. People don't know what's going on. They claim to know the business. They claim to know the secrets of what's happening inside the hallowed halls of WGN or any other radio. They don't. It's a bunch of idiots who can be anonymous and spout whatever kind of garbage they want to spout on the internet. And people who believe it are dumb. And that's the problem. I mean, going to a message board with where some idiot posts negative stuff about people on the radio is one thing. You know, you can just ignore that. You can go, okay, that's just some idiot. But when it's disguised as actual news or real politics or real policies, that's when it starts to get scary, and that's when it starts to get crazy. So I had to turn off the phone because people just, I mean, you know, there's so many things that you can read on social media. You can check out Facebook and scroll down, and there'll be like 15 posts that make you want to scream and throw your phone against the wall because either they're complete lies. People don't know what they're talking about. It claims to be a real news source and it isn't. It might be a news story from, I don't know, 8 months, 9 months, 2 years ago that's being posted to generate some sort of reaction and controversy, when in fact it's not a current news story. Always check the dates on the news stories that people seem to post before you react to them. Always. You know, people were posting certain stories of, you know, about attacks that took place in April that did not happen at the same time as what happened in Paris. Check the dates on what you're seeing before you get outraged, post something else, and add to the insanity. So, whenever you're using social media of any kind to get the news, triple, quadruple, check it a billion times before you buy it. Not just a grain of salt, but a gigantic mountain of salt. You should take everything that is posted on social media. So I had to turn it. I had to turn it all off. I was depressed. I was getting angry. The only time I ever post anything political on my Facebook page is when my I look at my friends list and it's really long. So I post something political in order to weed out the lunatics, and it always works. So if I want to shorten my Facebook page, if I want to shorten my friends list, I immediately do something. I post something political, and then I see the lunatics who show up, and boom, unfriend, 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 and my list gets considerably shorter. I did it last week. I posted something negative about Trump. I posted something, and I never really post anything political, but I posted a very negative thing about Trump. And when I got all the stuff, people start screaming about Obama. They start screaming about this. Start screaming stuff I didn't even mention, by the way, on my original post. Those people are not on my friends list anymore. So that's the only time I do it. Every once in a while, I'll do it just to weed out the idiots from my friends list. But I had to turn off social media. I was depressed. I was angry. And all I did was I turned off social media. I turned CNN off, and I put on Used Cars. And I watched my favorite comedy of all time. That's what I did, because my brain was about to explode, and I was sad, and I was scared, and I was angry at what was happening on the social media. So I had to turn everything off, and I just had to watch my favorite comedy. So that's what I did. Anyway, social media and the way it reshapes news and the way you get your news. 312-981-7200. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up in a little bit, we'll have a joke from my dad, because it's a jokey-jokey time. And we've got a really exciting and really good Blackhawks Express to share with you. So that's coming up. Right now, we're talking about the way social media is reshaping news, the way people get their news, the way they react to it, and what is real, what isn't real, and how often you have to, when you're getting your news from social media, take it with a gigantic grain of salt, as was the case Friday evening and night, as I was watching CNN and checking my phone and going down the news feed on social media and realizing how absurd it really became in so many ways. I just wanted to know how you guys are getting your social media. How do you use social media when it comes to news, when it comes to a story as important as what was happening in Paris while it was happening? How do you guys use social media? And hopefully, you know, you realize that a lot of the stuff that you see on social media has to be triple and quadruple checked before you even start to believe it. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Now, Dan, how did you hear about what happened in Paris? How did you hear about it, and then how did you follow along, if you did follow along?
Yeah, I had a similar experience to our caller, Steve. They actually broke into Jeopardy, which I was watching with my folks at the time. And then I stepped away for an hour and a half, and then the 5 o'clock news came on, and that's when I learned a little bit more. We had a pretty busy Friday night, so I really didn't get into the social media aspect as much as Friday, but on Saturday – that's when I could kind of sit back and had a few minutes to go through things. And, you know, it's an interesting situation. You know, I think one of the things that you have is that you're a public figure. And so you get a lot of friend requests from a front swath of individuals.
Yeah.
I have a lot less friends just because, you know, I'm not on the radio five nights a week. And so,
well, you are, but...
well, technically I am, but I'm not front and center like you are. And so, you know, my friends list is a little bit more pared down, and I can go through it a little bit more because I've got a situation where I've got people who are on the far right and people who are on the far left, and then I've got this really interesting group of journalists I've worked with who are kind of in the middle.
Right.
And so, like, for me, luckily, because I don't get the barrage you get, I can kind of go through it a little bit more and be like, huh, I totally disagree with what this person is saying, but I can see why they're doing it. And then I've got the ones that are just like, oh my God, I've got to scroll through that quick so I can get to the next common sense post. But it's an interesting situation because, you know, thankfully I'm in a position where I can kind of tune out the ones I don't like and still learn from the people I disagree with. And kind of that's a thing I kind of value about kind of social media these days.
Yeah. You know, I can't remember the last time I actually accepted a friend request. It's been a very, very long time for that reason, Dan. It's very strange. And I used to like accept every friend request to the point where I'd whatever the number is that you reach and you can't have any more friends. And then I had to, is it 5,000? Is that, whatever it is. I reached this thing where it said you can't have any more friends. And then I was like, well, it's because I'm accepting every single person. And yeah, I mean, a lot of people listen to this show, and I was just kind of accepting everyone willy nilly. And now I go through whatever is on my list and accept the people that I kind of know or look into and, you know, so, but I had some lunatics on my, on my friends list, and that's how I weed them out. Now, Esmeralda, you know, you're in the newsroom 5 mornings a week.
Yes.
You have legitimate news contacts from legitimate news sources.
Yes.
That you can contact and that you can get news from. So Friday obviously was your night off, just as it was mine. All this stuff went down on our day off and our weekend off. Do you find yourself, because you know you're in the newsroom all the time and you have the legitimate sources at your fingertips, or at least you know you can call somebody, or at least you know have legitimate news sources? How does that affect the way you look at social media now when the news comes in?
I never really take Facebook seriously.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I never have. In my Facebook, I usually, like you, I try to keep it light and
yeah.
Try to not too serious. Every
Absolutely.
Once in a while, I'll do something. But, you know, I understand it's a Facebook and there's, like you said, there's crazy people on there. So I don't trust most of the things on there. I'll go to an actual source,
right.
CNN
and
Trib.
You know, but the thing is, and I agree with you, Esmeralda, and that's the smart thing to do. That's the way everybody should think. But then there are those, you know, those places that purport to be actual, like,
right.
news sites. And that's where you got to be careful.
Yeah. And if I see something that I'm like, oh my gosh, I will do a Google search and see, did a news.
Right.
You know, usually Google will have different sources on there.
Right.
Different articles and things.
Right.
So if nothing comes up, I'm like,
mm-hmm.
That doesn't.
No, and
you're
when
the
something.
Only ones reporting it? That seems weird.
Yeah. When something is tragic and as big happens, like what happened in Paris over the weekend, that's when the people come out of the woodwork and start posting stuff that's 10 years old and 5 years old, or posting stuff that's not true. And immediately, because some people are just sort of like freaked out by what's happening in the world, they just immediately think, oh, God, this is happening now, too, and react to it.
Right.
And even if you're freaked out by the news, and I can understand why people are freaked out by what's going on in the world right now, because it's freaky and it's sad and it's scary. Always take the time. Oh, because fear-mongering is it's a wildfire. So fear is one of the biggest things that people prey upon, especially on social
yeah.
media.
And especially with Facebook now, there's that fear thing, but then there's also the I told you so, or
yeah,
why aren't
yeah,
we, like,
yeah.
I'm going to be high and mighty and be like,
yep.
Well, how come you don't talk about this that happened? It's
yep.
like, oh, my gosh, okay.
That's why I had to turn it off and put on used cars. I just needed to watch used cars. That's all. I needed to watch Kurt Russell as Rudy Russo. That's what I needed, man. And then I went right to Blazing Saddles after that. I was like, all right, I can't. So, all right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up, the real news, by the way. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about this. How does social media reshape your news? How do you use social media, especially when events like what happened on Friday happen? 312-981-7200. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Hey, by the way, I'm filling in for Steve Cochran Wednesday morning. Very excited. Steve's going to take the day off, so I will be filling in on the Steve Cochran Show. I will be your host, Nick DiGilio, Wednesday morning from 5 a.m. To 10 a.m. I also have Friday morning off from my show. I'm taking Friday morning off. So, you know, tomorrow, regular time, Thursday morning, regular time, Wednesday, filling in for Steve Cochran from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then Friday, I've got the day off. The morning off. And then my friend Dan Shagru, producer of the program. You will be off on Friday and then the following week all the way through Thanksgiving.
I will be indeed, yes.
Well, you get a nice little vacation there.
Yes, our first holiday season as parents, so
yeah.
Catching up with people, but it'll be a busy time.
It will be a busy time. You got the kid, man. Here's the thing, though, Dan, as you know. You got the kid now. Now you don't have to entertain. Just put the kid, like, can't you just put a spotlight on Emily?
Oh, we go, yeah, but
and I mean, just like go someplace else and chill.
But you know, that's the thing. Like the house needs to be nice for when they walk in hold Emily.
That's
so.
Right. Okay, clean the house, but then while that's happening, you can relax.
Take a nap. Yeah. Watch the Hawks game.
Yes, that's a beautiful child. Look at it and hold it for a while. I'm going to go in the other room. okay, so. Yeah, so I hope you guys will tune in to Cochran Show every morning, and I will be there on Wednesday. If you are a regular listener to my show, I will be filling in for Cochran on Wednesday morning. So I got some texts here from people. We were talking about using social media to get your news, how you use social media, and how did you get the news this weekend of what had happened in Paris. And also, let's not forget what happened in Beirut. Also, it's happening all over the place, and now obviously the air raids have begun on Syria by France, and we'll probably hear more about that in the coming days. As we hear, but no surprise there. That didn't seem like a surprise to me. And then how about the picture of Putin and Obama, like in that hotel lobby at the summit, where they were just kind of like.
They were huddling.
Yeah, they were huddling. And then that just got, you know, like it was this picture of, you know, two world leaders at a time of crisis saying we need to talk about this. And then, boom, everybody interpreted that in some different and unusual and sometimes moronic way.
Right.
So.
I'm amazed Putin had a shirt on.
Yeah, I know. And he wasn't on a horse.
Could you imagine just everywhere he goes?
Everywhere he goes, he's on a horse and he's shirtless. That's.
Well, you know, the biased media cut that out.
That's exactly right.
They photoshopped him without the horse.
They photoshopped him.
What would be really insane is that he's half man, half horse.
That would be. Have we ever thought about him being a Minotaur? Is that...
There are no pictures disproving it.
He's on a horse a lot. They could just photoshop legs.
That's right. That's what it is. Put that down as fact on our Facebook page, will you?
It's going to spread like wildfire.
You can do that. You people do it all the time.
Our Wikipedia page claims that Vladimir Putin does not have legs.
I remember one time, like when Andy was my producer and we first discovered that, because I didn't start my Wikipedia page. I didn't.
No, that wasn't you.
No. And I've never added or changed it or done anything to it. I don't know who started it or who has written. I have no idea. And I don't even know if I'm assuming I still have one if there's one out there. I don't look at it or check it because it's.
Right. I forget.
But at one point, Andy checked it years ago when Andy Herman was my producer. He checked it and it claimed that I had 7 kids.
Oh, wow.
And that I was born in 1885 or something like that.
Oh, are you a Highlander?
Yeah, I'm a Highlander.
Oh.
I'm a Highlander. Huh. And I'm part horse.
You're a Minotaur Highlander.
Well, look at Dan shaking his head. All right. Yeah, I didn't say what part, pal. It's my lips. Steve says, here's how he got the news this weekend. I was watching Fox 32. They carried the feed from Fox News, and while Shepard Smith was calmly describing the scene, you could tell in his eyes that it was a scary and intense situation. But kudos to Fox. They stuck with the story while their other networks went to regular programming. That was another thing that I was surprised by in terms of television coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I was really surprised that they went to regular programming, during prime time at 7
right.
o'clock. Because I had CNN on, and I switched to, like, the other channels to get, like, a different – and I was like, only cable news is covering this right now? And I don't know why I found that kind of surprising, you know?
Maybe because –
it's really important that we all see Blue Bloods. I understand that,
right.
But
maybe because everyone has a channel now, a cable news channel,
yeah.
So they're like,
every network has I guess
they'll cover it.
Yeah,
you know, and I thank God I haven't been in this position a lot, but like having covered breaking news, that would, you know, 7 o'clock was closing in on like hour 3.5,
right.
And at some point you got to be like, what do you do if you don't have any new information?
Oh, no, I agree with that. I agree with that. And going on the air with assumptions and stuff that hasn't been verified.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget the night that I was on the air many years ago when a porch collapsed in Lakeview. This happened during the overnight hours. And we didn't have anybody in the newsroom at that
right.
time. And a porch collapsed. And it was happening at the time. It was like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And we were desperately trying to get a hold of somebody who could help us out. You know, we're calling different news sources and we're calling CLTV, and people were getting back to us, and we were en route to the to the collapse.
Yeah.
So I get on the air and I don't talk about it. I'm, you know, and at that time I was on like Instant Messenger, AOL Instant Messenger. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting, that's how I, like, people are like, oh, well, this is happening and that is happening. And I guess phone calls were coming in, but they were all unconfirmed. They were all not official news sources. And I said, I'm not going on air with this. I'm not going on air with this. There, people were saying, well, this happened. This is how many people are injured and blah, blah, blah. And I said, who, you know, we're like, well, who are you? Well, I know this because of, no, I'm not going on the air with that. And then I did not, there was nothing that we could validate. We did not go on the air with it. We were doing the topic that we were doing. And at the time, I think we were doing like a quiz or some sort of quiz, giving some stuff away. We stayed with that. And then when we finally got someone who was live on the scene, we went to them and then we started covering it. And we started covering it. We got people from CLTV and we started covering it. But for a while, 45 minutes maybe, I was not covering it because I would not go on the air without something that was valid. I wouldn't do assumptions.
Yeah, and it's scary to, because you're sitting there and you're like, what if this, you know.
But I know, can't. You can't do it. You can't do it. I caught hell from Feeder in the column that Monday morning.
Oh, wow.
I did. Feeder was like, here's how people covered this. And then I caught hell from it, from doing it. And I was like, well, and then I actually called Rob and I was like, hey, man, I'm not going on the air. It would have been worse for me to go. I think it would have been worse for me to go on the air with something that wasn't substantiated. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
To backtrack. And
30 people dead. And then, like, you know, I just heard on the phone, someone called here at the radio station at 3 o'clock in the morning and told me 30 people are dead in this. No, I'm not going with that. You know, to find out the next day that 6 people were dead.
Yeah, and to have to be like, whoops.
Or whatever.
We guessed wrong.
So sorry.
You can't do that.
Peter says, your method of thinning the herd on Facebook is genius. Well, I don't know if it's genius, but it's a good way to thin the herd. Biker Don says, never underestimate the power of large groups of stupid people who have access to modern technology. Yeah. Jay says, I was too busy this past weekend. I was not watching TV or on social media. I read about it in the Chicago Tribune. Steven says, on Facebook, I was there via the Eagles of Death Metal page. Now, see, that's another thing that band is forever going to be associated with that.
Right. Well, and one of their, on their crew was
killed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, we have an interesting article on our Facebook page. If you want to check it out, facebook.com/NickDShow, an interesting article from Wired Magazine, which is actually a legitimate magazine. About how people don't see social media as an important news outlet, which I think is the way to look at it.
Which is kind of interesting in the sense of all the Twitter stuff with revolutions and things.
I know.
But
I know. Well,
I get it. I can see
And
it.
In the coming days and weeks, clearly the story is not over. So just triple and quadruple check anything that you read on social media, please, before you believe it and start reacting to it.